then another cabinet. "Your pasta bowl?" she asked. "Yep." She shut the cabinet. "Have you officially moved in, Gabriella?" Her eyes shot right to my left hand. "I guess you could say I have, since I'm here every night." "What about your place above the bakery?" Katerina asked as she took a seat at the kitchen island. "Charity is living there. With the baby coming, she needed the extra room." Katerina smiled. She loved babies, and I knew she was counting the days until Kylan had her second child. It killed her Thano and Kylan hadn't told anyone the sex of the baby.
"How nice of you to do that."
"It's the Greek in you."
I smiled. "Don't you think it's strange, Katerina, that I'm 97% Italian and 3% Greek?"
"No, someone in your family history had the good sense to sleep with a Greek man."
She wiggled her eyebrows.
"We both know how well they are in bed."
Dropping my mouth, I gasped. "Katerina!" She brushed me off with her hands.
"Oh, don't pretend you are shy and innocent now, Gabriella. I've heard my Nicholas and how he talks dirty to you."
I wanted to crawl under a rock. I'd never live that moment down for as long as I live.
"If my Nick makes you as happy as my Dimitris does, I know why someone in your family went Greek. You know what they say about Greek men."
Grinning, I asked.
"No. What do they say?"
"Once you've had Greek, you can't walk for a week."
I could feel the heat on my cheeks as she sat there and stared at me with a deadpan face. When she lifted her brow as if to challenge me, I closed my eyes and wished for a time machine to go back an hour and not answer the door. My phone beeped, causing me to open my eyes and glance down at it.
"It's Max."
Katerina chuckled.
"It's always Max."
I couldn't argue with her on that. Standing, I knew she was waiting.
"Would you like to drive over there with me?"
A smile exploded on her face.
"I'd love to."
Katerina and I talked a little more about Kylan's baby shower on the way to the bakery. It was a short drive, less than 5 minutes. I was lucky enough to find a parking space right out front, so we walked in through the front door. My eyes immediately went to the display cabinets.
Oh, no, she did not.
Snapping my eyes up to Charity, she was making a face like she tried to stop it, but failed. Katerina walked in and started greeting patrons at their tables as I stood there and stared at the foreign desserts. Leaning closer, I whispered,
"Kadhafi?"
Sweeping my eyes across, I saw baklava, phyllo pastries, kurabiedes, and karaoke's. I turned on my heels and stormed past Katerina, who was asking a lady how she liked the baklava.
"It's delicious, but I thought baklava was Greek."
Katerina chuckled.
"It is. I thought this was an Italian bakery."
I held my breath as I stopped and faced them.
"You know what they say about Italian cooking. It goes for baking as well. It's simply Greek food with no taste."
The older lady's eyes widened in shock before she giggled.
"Ugh, this woman is going to drive me insane."
Max and Charity started walking next to me as we made our way down the hall into my office. Once in, I slammed the door and glared at them both. Charity put her hands up in defense.
"First off, I'm pregnant and trying to argue with that woman is exhausting. I need to harness all my energy for sex. Have I mentioned how good Cole is in bed?"
Max and I both groaned.
"Seriously, shut up, Charity."
My eyes shot over to Max.
"How? How did she get that food in my bakery?"
"Stop yelling at me, Gabby. It makes me nervous."
I closed my eyes and took in a deep breath before forcing a smile and looking back at him.
"Max, would you mind telling me how Katerina was able to put at least 5 different Greek desserts in my bakery?"
He rubbed the back of his neck.
"Well, she came in about 2 hours ago."
"More like an hour and a half,"
Charity added.
"And she carried them in, walked around the counter and just kind of, well, she
oh my gosh, just say it.
She started putting them in with the other desserts. Charity asked if you had said she could, and all she did was laugh and replied with, 'What do you think, Charity?'"
Charity nodded.
And what I really wanted to say was I think she would say fuck to the hell no, but then I got scared.
I shook my head.
Why did you get scared?
They both shrugged.
She's scary,
Charity whispered as Max nodded in agreement. Pointing to Max, I said, take them out.
Right now? With her here?
Yes.
Why do I have to do it? Make Charity. She's pregnant and Katarina won't do anything to her.
Hell no, Max. She told you to do it.
I pulled out my phone and hit Nick's number.
Hey, Agapi Mani?
She's gone too far.
Nick was silent for a few seconds.
What did she do now?
She put Greek desserts in my bakery. My Italian bakery.
Wait, she did what?
I sighed. She walked into the bakery, went behind the counter, and started to put Greek desserts in with mine. Max held up his finger.
Oh, she kind of took some of yours out and gave them away to customers.
If looks could kill, Max would have been on the floor.
Nick, I've got to let you go. I need to throw out some Greek food.
Wait, did she happen to make karaoke's?
Pulling the phone out, I looked at it before putting it back to my ear.
I can't even with you right now, Nick Drivas.
Hitting end, I pushed past Max. As I reached for the door and opened it, he softly spoke to Charity.
I think she's going to do it. We'll live to see another day.
Ugh,
I cried out. I knew I was on edge. Hell, any time Katarina was around me, she put me on edge. But I had to give a deposition on Monday regarding Dante and the night he shot his father. All I wanted to do was put that life behind me. Making my way back into the bakery, I watched as Katarina sat down at a table with an older couple. I shot her a dirty look and wished I had the power to shoot daggers at her. The bell to the bakery opened and Kylan walked in. She saw Katarina sitting at the table, and her eyes widened in surprise. Then she turned and saw me. Walking up to me, she plastered an, "Everything okay?" smile on her face.
"Hey, I see you and Katarina are hanging out."
Glaring back over at her, I tried not to growl.
Or maybe not.
Focusing back on Kylan, I said, "She put Greek desserts in my bakery." She frowned.
Huh?
I motioned for her to walk to the end of the counter. Leaning down, she gasped.
Oh, no.
Yes, and they are all going in the trash. Kylan jumped up.
What? There's some good stuff in there. I'll take it home. Don't throw it away.
I narrowed my left eye on her, and she took a step back.
Or you could throw it all out.
Max! I called out.
Yep, right here.
Will you package all of this up for Kylan, please?
She smiled and licked her lips as she watched Max reach in for the Greek desserts. Katarina looked up at me. Pointing to her, I motioned for her to meet me in the back.
What are you doing? Kylan asked.
I'm going to set her straight. Max, Charity, and Kylan all gasped.
It's about time,
Liza said, walking up tying on an apron. I looked at her as she shrugged.
Sorry, but this has been going on for too long. This is your turf. She can't mess with you on your turf.
Yeah, Kylan said as she lifted her fist into the air. Slowly pulling it back down, she turned to Max.
If you've got that ready, I'll just be leaving before the shit hits the fan. Later, guys.
Chicken, I called out. Lifting her hand, Kylan gave it a quick wave and was out the door with her goodies. And to think I'm planning her baby shower. Spinning around, I made my way to my office, where Katarina was already sitting behind my desk. I shut the door and took a seat. Before I had a chance to even start talking, she went first.
Don't be upset, Gabriella. I only meant it with good intentions.
Breathe, stay calm, you've got this.
Katarina, this is my bakery. My business. My livelihood. My dream. You cannot come in here and act like you are a part of it. You especially cannot come in and bring food. For one, it is a health violation. I could get in trouble.
Her face dropped.
Oh, Gabriella, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Well, honestly, Katarina, you weren't thinking at all. You're walking around putting down my baking to my customers. How do you think that makes me feel?
She only stared at me, but didn't respond. You are to never bring food into this bakery again, and if for any reason you think there needs to be a dessert here, talk to me about it first. Maybe we can have a Greek day or something. I don't think in the 6 months that I have known Katerina Drivas, I have ever seen her speechless. Standing, she smoothed out her hair and smiled. Well, it appears I have been put in my place. Sighing, I dropped my head. When I glanced back up at her, she was moving around the desk. I'm not trying to put you in your place. I'm simply asking that you not interfere with my business. I've worked very hard to make this bakery what it is. I know you wish I was Greek, and I'm sorry I'm not. She smiled. You're 3%. Slowly shaking my head, I smiled softly. I could tell her the test was false, but what good would it do? I'm very proud of my Italian heritage, just as you're proud of your Greek. I'm very passionate about my cooking, like you're passionate about yours. It's okay to be different. It's okay if Nick loves an Italian dish, because no matter what I cook or what I bake, you'll always be his mother, and he'll always love you with every ounce of his heart and soul. I'm not competing with you on that, Katerina. We both love the same man, but in two totally different ways. Katerina glanced away for a few moments while she cleared her throat before focusing back on me. You are a strong woman, Gabriella, and I see why my Nicholas loves you so. Smiling, I walked up to her and kissed her on the cheek. You raised an amazing man, Katerina. I'd be lost without him. With a quick pat on my arm, she stood up straighter. Now, if you'll bring me back to my, Nicholas's house, I will get my car and head home. I have some planning to do for the shower. Narrowing her eyes, she flashed me an evil smile. Kylan thinks she snuck in the bakery today without me seeing her, but I saw her. I also saw her taking all of the desserts. I knew that girl loved my karaoke's. I covered my mouth to hide my smile as Katerina marched out of my office. With a deep exhale, I looked up and said a quick prayer. As I made my way out of my office, I couldn't help but chuckle. Life with Katerina Drivas was going to be interesting. Exhausting. But very interesting. Chapter 36. Gabby. This was such a bad idea, I mumbled to myself while I climbed up one step at a time. Swinging my leg over the ladder, I stepped up onto the roof. Smiling, I let out the breath I'd been holding. Oh, wow. The view was breathtaking. Charity was right. This would be the perfect place. Reaching for my phone in my back pocket, I pulled up her name. Me. I can see the mountains perfectly. Charity. Told you. Me. This was a great idea. Charity. LOL. I'm surprised you got up there. I stared at her text like it was a snake about to bite me. Oh, God. I closed my eyes and sank down onto the roof. Pulling my knees to my chest, I dragged in a deep breath. This was my karma, coming back to me for the way I snapped last week at the bakery when Katerina put the Greek desserts in. I quickly typed my response back. Me. OMG. Charity. I'm on the roof. I'm on the damn roof. Charity. Okay, I thought you had already made that clear, but... Me. No! I'm on the roof. I'm afraid of heights. My phone rang. Hello? You didn't go all the way up alone, did you? Well, of course I did. I had to see what the view looked like. I said put the ladder up and climb up as far as you can and look. I didn't tell you to go on the roof. I gulped as I looked around. I'm so high. Oh my gosh. I'm going to die. She laughed. My jaw dropped open as I pulled my phone out to stare at it. Putting it back to my ear, I huffed. You're laughing? Yes, you're barely one story up. Just climb back down. Standing, I walked over to the edge of the roof. My knees instantly hurt when I peeked over. I can't do it. I can't. Lord almighty, do I need to come over and help you? No, you're 5 months pregnant. You can't be climbing a ladder. I climb onto coal every night. Gagging, I shook my head to erase the image.
throw up in my mouth.
Charity giggled. Oh, stop. I'm only trying to make light of your freakout moment. Just hold on to the ladder, swing your leg over, and step down.
It is not that simple, Chair.
Really? I'm pretty sure it is. Christ, I'm on my way over. She hung up before I could argue with her. I pushed my phone back into my pocket and slowly backed away from the edge.
Hi, Gabby,
Mrs. Hawk yelled from her front porch across the street. Waving, I called back.
Hey, Mrs. Hawk.
What are you doing on your roof, dear?
How do I explain? I came up here to see if it would make a good picnic spot for me to surprise Nick with the news that I didn't have to testify in Dante's case. He had confessed to killing his father in exchange for some deal the FBI made with him. Antonio was pissed. I was pissed, but relieved at the same time.
Checking something, that's all.
She smiled and waved again before going back into the house. Sighing, I sat down and pulled my knees up to my chest again. Okay. You've got this, Gabby. You are a strong, independent woman who owns her own business. You can do anything you set your mind to. All you have to do is take one step down. That's it. I stared at the ladder peeking up over the roof. I am so fucked.
Charity popped her head up, making me scream.
What in the hell are you doing? You're pregnant. Cole will kill you if he sees you on a ladder.
She stepped up and flashed me an evil little smile.
I had to show you what a baby you're being. If I can get up here and get back down with a belly, then so can you.
You're not even that big, I said, my eyes wandering down to her little tummy sticking out. Rolling her eyes, she reached for my hand.
Shut up. Come on. We'll be late for a knitting club, and Nancy is showing me the yarn she got for the baby.
I tried to hide my smile as I followed her back over to the ladder. Why do you go? You don't even knit, and the bet has long since been over. Charity shrugged.
I like it. Sue me.
When she stopped at the ladder, I patiently waited for her to show me how to get off. But she didn't move. What's wrong? I asked.
Nothing. I just need a second.
I nodded. Okay, is anything wrong, though? Glancing back at me, she gave me a nervous smile.
No.
With a lift of my brows, I asked,
Are you sure?
She nodded.
Uh-huh. Yep. I need a moment.
My shoulders dropped.
Please don't tell me you're afraid to get down.
Charity turned to face me.
Oh, you have no right to judge me. You were sitting up here in a fetal position.
I huffed. It was not a fetal position. She quirked her brow.
Really?
I waved my hands around like a crazy person.
It doesn't matter. How are we going to get down? Girls, are you okay up there?
We both turned to see Mrs. Hawk standing out from the house looking up.
Yes. No, Charity cried out.
Hitting her, I smiled.
We've just hit a bump in the road, that's all. What bump is that, sweetheart?
Mrs. Hawk asked.
We're too afraid to get back down, Charity cried out.
Reaching for her phone, Charity said,
I'm calling Cole.
I grabbed it. Are you insane? If he finds out you crawled up on the roof, he is going to be pissed. Then he'll be pissed at me because I'm the reason you're up here.
Damn it. Well, who do we call? Kylan?
Laughing, I rolled my eyes. So we can get her stuck up here?
She's 7 months pregnant. I don't think she would climb up here.
And you're 5 months pregnant. I didn't think you would climb up here either, but here you are. With a frown, she mumbled.
Touché. Don't worry, girls. I called for help.
Charity and I both froze. Holy shit. Who would she have called? I asked. Pressing her hands together, Charity started praying.
Please don't have called 911, Lord, please.
I glanced back down.
Oh, that wasn't necessary, Mrs. Hawk. You can call them back. We're perfectly fine.
She looked up with a sweet smile.
Katerina said she knew what to do.
My stomach dropped.
Dear Lord above, please no.
No, no, no,
no.
Chapter 37. Gabby.
Charity gasped. Did she just say she called? Oh, my God, please tell me she didn't say what I think she said.
Covering my mouth, I tried to keep the bile I instantly felt down.
She called Katerina. How does she even know her?
My hand dropped to my side as I called down.
What did you tell her, Mrs. Hawk?
That you and Charity were both stuck on the roof and couldn't get down.
Charity crawled on her hands and feet to the middle of the roof and sat down. Her arms were wrapped around her legs and she had her eyes closed.
This is bad. This is so very bad. Go to a happy place. Go to your happy place, Charity.
Rolling my eyes, I said, who's in the fetal position now? She stuck her hand up and shot me the middle finger.
Fuck you, Gabby. Fuck you.
I turned back to Mrs. Hawk.
You can call her back and tell her we're fine. We're about to come down.
Staring up at me, she shook her head.
Sweetheart, if you could get down, you'd be down by now. Katerina is bringing Dimitris. He'll help.
How do you know Katerina? I asked.
Laughing, she said,
we met when Nick moved in. Such a nice woman.
My shoulders dropped and I made my way over to Charity. Dropping down next to her, I put my head on her shoulder and looked out to the mountains.
It's a pretty view, isn't it?
Charity sighed.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I wasn't sure how long we sat there staring out to the west before we heard Katerina's voice calling up at us. Dropping onto my back, I let out a long groan. I'm never going to live this down. Ever. Suddenly, a loaf of bread was thrown up on the roof. Turning our heads, we stared at it. Charity turned back to me and asked,
how the fuck long does she think we've been up here?
Laughing, I got up and walked over to the edge, but not too close.
Oh, no.
How many people are with her?
I glanced back over my shoulder to Charity.
There are at least 3 Marias, Aunt Agnes, Cousin Angie, and Phoebe, with the baby.
She covered her mouth to hide her laugh.
It's not funny, I stated as I giggled myself. So much for keeping this from Nick, she chuckled. Eat the bread. It will give you energy,
Katerina called up. Focusing back on the group, I said,
Katerina, we've only been up here for a little bit. I think we're good in the food department.
Charity needs to eat for the baby.
Oh, dear God, she's screaming out my name for the whole world to know.
My breath caught in my throat when I saw Dimitris and Thad pull up. Jumping out of the car, Thad looked up and started laughing. I shot him a dirty look and walked back over to Charity.
The whole family is showing up.
Her eyes about popped out of her head.
What do you mean?
I mean, Thad just showed up with Dimitris. Nick and Cole have to know by now.
As if on cue, both of our phones rang.
I'm not answering it, Charity cried out.
Oh, stop being a baby. Answer it, because if you don't, Cole will be here next.
We both answered at the same time and said the same exact thing.
Hey, babe, what's up?
I covered my mouth to hide my laugh as Charity rolled her eyes but smiled.
I don't know. You tell me what's up.
Shrugging as if he could see me, I replied,
not much. I'm sitting here chatting with Charity.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Thad popped his head up over the ladder and grinned like a silly fool.
Hey, girls.
Lifting my hand, I answered,
hey, Thad.
I see my brother made it up to you guys.
With a sigh, I responded, is nothing kept a secret in this family? Thad lost it laughing, as did Nick.
Put that on, baby.
I handed Thad the phone. He winked and started talking to Nick.
Yeah, right, I know.
I will.
Okay. Well, things were looking okay until the news showed up.
The news?
I practically screamed. Thad chuckled.
I'm kidding, they're not here. Yet.
Charity had a look of pure horror on her face.
Cole, I need to go. I love you.
She pushed her phone back into her pocket, marched over to the edge of the house, grabbed the ladder, and before I knew it, she was heading down.
How did she do that? I asked.
Thad handed me my phone back. I mindlessly put it in my back pocket.
Nick's still on the line.
Oh, shit.
Nick?
Dad's going to help you down.
Chewing on my lip, I shook my head. I don't think I can do it, Nick.
Yes, you can. He's going to help you. I promise if you got up, you can get down.
I took in a shaky breath. Oh, okay. I love you.
Love you too.
It wasn't lost on me. I could hear the smile in his voice. He was laughing at me. I'm going to go do this now.
Okay, be careful. See you soon.
Nodding, I said, "Kay, bye."
See you later, Agapemine.
I hit end and looked at Thad. I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Peeking over the edge, I asked, can I just, like, jump into the bushes? Or maybe can you hold my hands and help me get to them? For as long as I live, I would never forget the look on Thad's face as he stared at me with disbelief.
You want me to drop you into the bushes rather than help you down the ladder?
My arms wrapped around my body. It's the swinging my leg over. I can't do it. Thad took my hand in his and led me over to the ladder.
Look at me, Gabby.
I did as he asked.
I'm going to put your hands on the ladder, and you're going to hold onto the ladder, but I've got a hold of you. Then you're going to back yourself up and simply slide to the left and step on the ladder.
My entire body was shaking. I was positive my face was white as a ghost. I did what he said.
Now, move your left foot out and put it on the ladder.
You can do it, Gabby! Charity called out from below. Great. My own personal cheerleader. Thad laughed. My foot felt for the ladder, and I started to panic when I couldn't find it. Once I did, I set it down slowly. I can't move, I panted out. Thad looked down below, then back up at me.
You got one foot on the ladder and one on the roof. You're halfway there.
My legs felt like lead. Pulling my right leg to me, I placed it on the ladder. I'm on! I cried out.
Now, move on down.
Ever so slowly, I moved each foot down until I was on the ground and in Charity's arms. We almost died! We need to go shopping! I laughed at her, then realized there was a plethora of people staring at me. When did all these people get here? I asked, as I looked around to see the Marias, Cousin Angelo and his wife Christine. Their daughter Mariana was holding out her little camera and taking pictures. Great, the family documenter. Aunt Agnes was ushering everyone over to the back of her SUV where she had some food out if anyone was hungry. Cousin Sophia stood next to Katerina, who was informing Mrs. Hawk I had officially moved in with Nick, but there had been no formal engagement. Pressing my fingers to my temple, I groaned. Thad bumped my shoulder.
It's not that bad.
My hands fell to my sides. Not that bad? Thad, the entire neighborhood is out and your Aunt Agnes is feeding everyone out of her SUV. Where in the hell did she even get all that food? He chuckled and Phoebe walked up carrying little Michael. Man, Kylan will be so tickled to hear this one. I shot her a dirty look. I'm not babysitting for y'all this weekend. Thad jumped into the conversation.
She takes it back. Take it back, Phoebe. Take it back.
My brows lifted. I guess someone needs a night out. With a sigh, he nodded.
You have no idea.
The pain of jealousy ripped through my chest. No, I don't. Phoebe tilted her head and looked at me. When I smiled, she returned one, but I knew she saw the hint of my jealousy. The next 3 hours were spent with the entire Drevis clan entertaining my neighbors. At one point, I looked over and saw Charity sitting on a chair chatting to Phoebe as if they were at a damn family reunion. Finally, people started leaving, and the questions about why I was on the roof finally stopped. The only two people left were Katerina and Dimitris. I stumbled into the house exhausted from the day's events. Katerina immediately headed to the kitchen.
I'll whip up a dinner for Niklas to have when he gets home.
I didn't have the energy to stop her. I had made fresh pasta this morning for linguine with my lemon pesto sauce, but I could make it tomorrow. By the time Katerina and Dimitris were ready to leave, I had 4 different meals put in my freezer. Dimitris had fixed the door that creaked and had installed the new light I bought for over the kitchen island. Katerina had made arrangements for her and I, and I'm sure at least 3 Marias, to go get our nails done the following afternoon, even though I told her I was working at the bakery. Her response was, "You're the boss. Take time off." As I walked them to the front door, Katerina turned back to me.
"You had some pasta that looked a bit old, so I tossed it out for you."
I balled my fists and took in a deep breath. "I made that this morning."
"Really?"
she asked, pinching her brows together.
"Huh."
And like it wasn't a big deal, she breezed through the door and was gone. After I shut the door, I leaned against it and whispered, "Bath. Hot. Bath." Making my way to the bathroom, all I could think about was how I needed this day to end.
Chapter 38. Nick. The sound of running water caught my ear as I made my way into the bedroom looking for Gabby. From what Thad had said, there had been a lot of action here today, and with the evidence of my mother in the refrigerator, I was sure Gabby was spent. Peeking in the bathroom door, I smiled at the sight before me. Gabby was sitting in a tub filled with bubbles, a glass of wine in her hand, and her eyes closed. My dick instantly grew hard while my eyes roamed over the barely exposed skin. The bubbles hid those perfect breasts of hers, as did her long blonde hair that fell over her shoulders. My mouth watered. I wanted a taste of what was mine. "You're home," she softly said without opening her eyes. Smiling, I quickly stripped out of my clothes. "I am. How did you know?" A gorgeous grin graced her face.
"I felt you."
Slipping into the hot water, I pulled her legs to me as she wrapped them around my body. "You're really going to feel me now." Her stunning blue eyes opened, and I swear they caught every beam of light in them. "Rough day?" I asked with a wink. She giggled. "You have no idea." Drawing her closer to me, I leaned back while she crawled on top of me. Her fingers traced my jaw.
"You haven't shaved."
I'd been gone for 3 straight days. We had a standoff that lasted nearly 12 hours and 2 felony warrants we had to serve. To say I needed this as much as she did was an understatement. "Been a crazy few days." Smiling, she brushed her lips over mine.
"I've been lonely without you."
My hands grabbed her ass while she pressed that sweet pussy against my cock. I moaned and said, "Sounded like you had a house full." She looked into my eyes and shot me a look. Laughing, I pulled her sweetness closer to me.
"I haven't touched myself since you left. I'm aching for you, Nick."
Fucking hell. I wanted to fuck her senseless, but I needed to take my time and enjoy her. We both needed an escape, and being with each other slowly was the ultimate escape. Her breasts pressed against my chest, and I could feel her hardened nipples. It drove me badass crazy. I wanted her mouth on mine. "I want to be buried deep inside you, but first, I want your lips pressed to mine, Gabby." Without hesitation, our lips collided in a beautiful dance, her tongue keeping pace with mine, slow at first, then hungry for more. Gabby lifted her hips, guiding my cock to her entrance. She slowly sank down on me, both of us letting out a moan until she had taken all of me. Her head dropped back and I gave each nipple the attention they deserved, sucking and biting on one while I twisted and pulled the other with my fingers.
"Oh, Nick. Yes, don't stop."
Her body slowly rocked against mine. The feel of the hot water moving over us as we slowly made love was fucking heaven. "Goddamn, Gabby. I need to be deeper." Her hands gripped my shoulders as she lifted slightly and ever so slowly sank back down over my cock.
"Yes,"
she hissed. Gabby leaned forward, her lips inches from mine, those blue eyes sparkling as they looked deep into mine. Her body rocking so slowly I thought for sure I would come from the pure ecstasy I felt from being inside her. My chest squeezed as our gaze locked. I loved this woman more than anything. She was the reason I breathed in and out. My heart was full of nothing but love for her. I needed her, desired her, craved her. She was mine, and I needed her to know. Lifting my hands, I cupped her face, our eyes so drawn to each other that nothing else in the world mattered but this moment. "Marry me, Gabby." Her body stilled. Tears filled her eyes as she slowly smiled. With a nod of her head, she whispered,
"Yes."
I lifted my hand up and pushed her wet blonde hair away from her gorgeous face.
"When?"
Giggling, she replied,
"I'd marry you this very moment if we could."
My brows lifted. "A wedding?" I asked. hoping like hell she would say no. The last thing I wanted was a dog and pony show for a wedding.
No. I love your family, Nick. Honest to God, I do. But if we get married, I want it to only be the two of us.
Relief swept over my body as my heart raced to my chest. If someone had told me 6 months ago I'd be whisking a woman off to marry her, I'd have laughed in their face. But for the last few weeks, it was all I could think about. Watching Charity and Cole and Thad and Phoebe, as well as Thano and Kylan. I knew I wanted that life with Gabby. There was no doubt about it. I wanted to watch the sunrise as the moon set for the rest of my life with this woman. I agree. I took vacation this week so we could paint the house. We could blow that off. Excitement danced across her face.
What are you saying, Nick?
I'm saying after we get done fucking in the tub, I'm taking you to Lake Tahoe, making you my wife, and spending the next 4 days buried inside of you. With a concerned expression, she asked,
What about the bakery?
For once, I don't want to care about anything. The only thing I want to think about is the fact that I want to marry you. I want to take you away and spend every minute of the day with you. My fingertips traced her jawline. I want to make love until we can hardly move. Her mouth rose in a sinfully sexy grin, causing me to smile. Gabby, I want to make a baby. I watched as her eyes went from happy to shocked to pure bliss. A sob slipped from her mouth as she started to laugh, while tears slid down her face.
I want that too, Nick. So badly.
Slipping my hand around her neck, I drew her mouth to mine. Then we better get to starting. Our mouths crushed together as Gabby picked up the pace. The sound of the water sloshing was hot as hell. Neither one of us gave two shits it was getting everywhere. Our sweet passion turned into a lust I couldn't describe. If I thought I could crawl into her body, I would. And I knew she felt the same. That's it. Fuck me faster. She did what I asked, her tits bouncing as the water went everywhere.
Nick, I'm going to come,
she cried out. Her hand splayed across my chest when her orgasm hit her, causing her entire body to tremble and her pussy to squeeze around my cock. Jesus, I cried out as we came together, my warm cum pouring into her body. Heaven on earth. When she collapsed onto me, I wrapped her up in my arms, the once hot water now seeming cold as Gabby shivered. I reached for the drain and sat there, holding her while the water level slowly fell. Reaching for the towel that was on the stool, I wrapped it around her. She sat up, my cock still inside of her, jerking and trying to make another go at it. When she smiled, my heart filled with love and contentment. For a quick moment, it was hard to fill my lungs with air as she gazed at me. We both stood. I stepped out of the tub first, then reached for her hand and helped her out. Reaching for another towel, I put it around my waist, then bent down to start drying off Gabby. She never took her eyes off me while I dried off every single inch of her body. With a grin, she said,
I love you.
Standing, I cupped her face with my hands. And I love you more than anything. Gabby covered her mouth and giggled. Her towel dropped to her feet, and my eyes swept over that perfect body.
Are we really going to elope, Nick?
Fuck yes we are. If you're down for it. She nodded.
We have to tell someone, though.
Cole and Charity. I don't trust anyone in my family.
Absolutely. Even Thano and Kylan can't be trusted. She's been binging on your mother's desserts. Who knows what she would say to get more kataifi?
My hand was itching to touch her body. Pushing my towel down, I watched her eyes turn dark while taking in my naked body.
When are we going to go?
With a smug grin, I drew her body to mine, sliding my hand between her legs. I slipped my fingers inside her, moaning at how ready she was for me again. After I fuck you here in the bathroom, then we'll figure it out.
Yes,
she responded breathlessly. Lifting her, I pushed inside her and did exactly what I said I was going to do. Chapter 39. Nick.
You're doing what?
Cole asked. I watched as Gabby packed up a small suitcase, a huge smile playing across her gorgeous face. We're heading to Reno, then up to Lake Tahoe.
You're eloping? Are you fucking insane? Not only will you have to deal with your mother, but we're all going to have to deal with Charity.
Laughing, I shook my head. Gabby will call her here in a bit, unless you want to tell her. Cole huffed.
I'll pass on that invite. Are you sure this is what you guys want to do?
Positive. My family is in our business so much, and Gabby would really like for this to be something we do together, alone.
Is it something you want to do?
Yeah, it really is.
Then all right. I'm happy for you, Nick.
With a chuckle, I pushed the back door open and stood on the porch. A year ago, would you have imagined our lives to be like this? You have a baby on the way, me getting married? Crazy what happens when you meet the right person.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier when I was watching Charity baking in the kitchen. She was humming and looked so damn happy. I was pissed at the little stunt she pulled earlier by getting on the roof. But when I realized why I was so mad, it didn't freak me out. A weird warmth spread through my chest.
Nodding, I replied, I get that feeling a lot when I'm with Gabby.
We're lucky bastards, I can tell you that.
So what about you?
What about me?
You ever think of asking Charity to marry you? He was silent for a moment.
All the damn time. I think I'm going to wait until after the baby is born.
I could hear the smile in his voice. Sounds like a good plan.
Oh, hell. I think Gabby called Charity.
Why?
I just heard her scream, "You're doing what?"
Laughing again, I walked back into the house. Gabby was standing there holding the phone out with a frown. We'll call you guys when we land and then after the deed is done. Cole chuckled.
Sounds good. Have a safe trip.
Gabby shook her head and smiled. She's listing all the reasons why we can't elope. I lifted a brow. Any good ones? She shook her head.
They're all about her. She needs to be the bridesmaid. She has to throw me a shower because she's always wanted to throw a shower and a bachelorette party.
Covering her mouth, she whispered,
Oh, this is the best one. We have to wait until she has the baby so she can fit into a sexy bridesmaid gown. Well, you have made valid points on a few of your arguments. I'm still leaving on a flight tonight to Reno.
Gabby said,
I know you want to be there, but how about you throw us a shower when we get back?
She rolled her eyes.
We both know that is a promise I can't make, but I'll try. If you want to close the bakery, you can, since I'll be gone. You sure? Okay. I love you too, Charity. Please don't work too hard. We will. Bye.
Gabby let out a long sigh.
I have a feeling that was a preview of what is to come with your mother.
I tossed my head back and let out a roar of laughter before focusing back on her. Baby, that is the calm before the storm. Gabby giggled, then looked at me with a questioning look.
Are you sure?
Pulling her into my arms, I ran my thumb over her lips. I've never been so sure of anything in my life. She smiled, and my heart skipped a beat. Did you leave your birth control pills here? Her cheeks turned a beautiful rose color.
Yes,
she softly said. Good. We need to get in some serious practice on making a baby. Gabby put her arms around my neck.
I like the sound of that.
Leaning down, I kissed her gently on the lips. If I wasn't careful, I'd take her again here in the living room. You ready to head out? She chewed on her lip, then grinned wide.
Never been more ready.
Lake Tahoe in September was beautiful. The warm afternoon sun shined down on us, keeping things comfortable as we stood on the beach.
We never usually have openings, but it looks like you lucked out.
My eyes swung over to the wedding planner from the Hyatt, and I grinned. I'd say we did for sure. We had flown in last night, stayed in Reno, and got our marriage certificate in the morning before we drove out to the lake. Gabby smiled as she looked out over the crystal blue lake.
I am going to owe Charity big time.
My arm slipped around her waist. She did good. Charity had called ahead to the Hyatt to see if the beach location would be available for a wedding today. Totally last minute, minimal wedding, she told the wedding planner. Of course, it didn't hurt that Charity's family had been coming to this hotel for years, and she had attended a few weddings here. We were walking in blind, but Charity had taken care of everything for Gabby. It was her way of being a part of the wedding.
So, Ms. Rossi, would you like to see the bridal bouquet that Ms. Evans had designed?
I wasn't used to hearing people call Gabby by her real last name. Each time it threw me. Gabby turned to the wedding planner.
No, I think I'll be surprised.
The older lady smiled.
Well, the ceremony is scheduled for 7. The sun will be setting at 7:11 this evening.
That's perfect,
Gabby said, with a little excited hop. Glancing between the two of us, the wedding planner asked,
Will you need any help with anything?
I turned to Gabby. She shook her head.
No, thank you. I'm going to take care of my makeup and hair.
The older lady nodded.
Well, you should have something delivered to your room by now. A gift from Ms. Evans.
Gabby looked surprised.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Now, If you'll both be down to the reception area at 6:50, you may want to come a few minutes apart if you don't want to see the bride before the ceremony, Mr. Drivas.
I laughed and replied, "Yes, ma'am."
You have my number. If you need anything, we are here to help. We want this to be the perfect day for you both.
Gabby laced her fingers with mine and said,
"It will be, Mrs. Mitchell. Thank you."
With a nod, the wedding planner excused herself and started back to the hotel. Gabby and I faced each other and smiled. Biting on her lip, Gabby asked,
"Are you nervous?"
I chuckled, "Not in the least bit." "You?" She squeezed my hands.
"A little. There is a little dress shop up the road. I'm going to head over there and look for a dress after we get settled into the room."
I agreed. We had driven straight here, checked in, and went straight over to the wedding coordinator's office. When we landed last night, Charity had sent a text saying she had set up the wedding for today as her and Cole's wedding gift to us. I had to admit, it was nice having the plans already made, and I knew Gabby felt the same way. We were totally going to fly by the seat of our pants, and no matter what would have happened, I knew it would have been perfect. This plan of ours was insane, but at the same time, it was perfect for us, knowing that we were going to be able to spend something so special with just each other made it feel more magical. We made our way back into the hotel and up to our room. When we opened the door, Gabby gasped. "Holy shit," I whispered. The only thing you could see was a wall of windows and the lake in front of us. "This is stunning. Hell, we could have gotten married here with this view." Gabby chuckled.
"This room is amazing, Nick."
Smiling, I drew her to me. "Well, if we're in Lake Tahoe for our wedding and honeymoon, we had to stay in the honeymoon suite, right?" Her lips found mine, and we quickly got lost in one another. Then she pulled back and looked past my shoulder. Her eyes widened in shock.
"She didn't."
Turning around, I saw two garment bags hanging up. One white, one black. "I think she did," I said. Gabby raced over and grabbed the white bag.
"Turn around, Nick. Let me open it."
The excitement in her voice made my heartbeat pick up. I could hear the zipper and then a loud gasp.
"Oh, my goodness, it's a dress. Nick, it's a dress."
"What's in the black bag?" "Another zipper."
"A tux."
With a chuckle, I asked, "Can I turn around?"
"One second. Let me take this in the bathroom and try it on."
The sound of the bag rustling was followed by the bathroom door closing.
"Okay. Make sure the tux fits,"
Gabby called out. I did what she asked and tried it on quickly before she came back out. "Fits like a damn glove. How in the hell did she do this?" I asked while walking over to the bar and pouring a small amount of bourbon into a glass.
"I'm not sure,"
Gabby answered. I walked around the giant suite, taking everything in. There was a king-size bed that faced the wall of windows, a small living room area where the bar was at, and a small kitchen. Hell, we could order food and never leave the room. It was like a mini apartment with a killer view. The bathroom door opened and Gabby stepped out. Her eyes were red and swollen. My heart seized in my chest as I put the drink down and made my way over to her. "Gabby, what's the matter?" She shook her head, then buried her face into my chest. Shit. I was hoping she wasn't having second thoughts. Pushing her out so that I could look at her, I wiped the tears from her face. "Gabby?" She smiled and shook her head.
"The dress. It's perfect. It's beyond perfect."
I gently placed the strand of hair hanging in her face behind her ear. "That's wonderful, baby."
"Charity thought to take care of everything, and a small part of me feels guilty she isn't here."
My heart ached. "Do you want to wait?"
"No,"
she said as she grabbed onto my shirt.
"This is exactly what I want."
Kissing the tip of her nose, I added, "Good, because it's what I want too." We leaned our foreheads together.
"You know, since I don't have to go dress shopping, we could do some baby-making practice."
My dick jumped in my pants. Reaching down, I picked up Gabby as she let out a small yelp. Tossing her onto the bed, I slowly crawled over her, leaning down so that our lips were merely inches apart. "How much time do you need to get ready?" The grin that spread across her face had heat surging through my body.
2 hours.
"Good. Until then, it's practice, practice, practice." Gabby giggled as she lifted my t-shirt over my head. I slowly undressed my future wife and took full advantage of the hours I had before she would slip into the other room and get ready. Life couldn't possibly get any better than this.
Chapter 40. Gabby. I stood before the floor-length mirror and stared at my reflection. A slow smile moved across my face,
and I couldn't help the butterflies in my stomach. Nick is going to die when he sees this.
He sure as shit is, Charity agreed. I propped up my phone and FaceTimed Charity as I got ready. That small part of me longed to have her here, but I was glad it was only Nick and I.
Make sure you spray your hair again before you go out.
Nodding, my eyes swept up and down the beaded lace gown. The sweetheart neckline showed the perfect amount of cleavage, and the dropped waist in the back left little to the imagination. I wasn't sure how Charity got a dress to fit me like a glove, but this dress did. All that and more. If this dress went any further down in the back, you'd see my ass crack. Her laughter came through the phone.
How in the world did you do this? I asked as I turned to see the back. There was lace at the lower portion of my back with wide gaps, just enough to show it dipped low.
Very low.
My ass looks perfect in this dress.
So, you know how I said we went to Lake Tahoe all the time when I was growing up?
Yeah, I said as I touched up my lipstick.
Well, a girl I practically grew up with lives there, makes wedding dresses for a living. You guys are practically the same size. I told her I needed a sexy as hell wedding dress that was in her size.
And she just happened to have one?
Yep. She models a lot of her gowns, so most are in her size. It was pure luck.
Shaking my head, I turned and picked up my phone. Charity, thank you. For all of this. You've made this day so special.
Well, when you told me what you were doing, I felt like I needed to at least be a part of it somehow.
Don't worry, though. You can pay me back with babysitting.
Sounds like a plan, I replied with a lighthearted laugh. Her smile faded some.
You scared?
No, it's weird, really. I'm not really nervous at all about the wedding. It's after the wedding that is giving me butterflies.
Charity let out a roar of laughter.
Because you know that man is going to devour you?
We've been in bed nearly all day. Nick's stamina is like no other.
You know what they say about Greek men.
I had told her what Katerina had said to me about Greek men and not being able to walk for a week. With a chuckle, I sighed.
Well, I guess I should head down there. Nick was going to go to the bar for a bit after he got dressed, then come down after me.
I watched as her eyes filled with tears.
You're getting married.
Blinking rapidly, I was thanking God I'd used waterproof mascara.
I know. And in a few hours, you'll be a part of that crazy-ass family.
My hand came up to my mouth as I laughed.
I know. I love you, Gabby.
Love you too, Cher. Rub the baby for me. She grinned and moved her phone down to show me she was rubbing her belly. Lifting it back up, she blew me a kiss.
Go get married, for Christ's sake.
Nodding, I fought to find the words to speak.
See you later, I softly said.
She lifted her hand and waved.
See ya.
The call ended and I stood there staring at my phone before I drew in a deep breath and exhaled. Leaning in, I looked at myself in the mirror and smiled. My blonde hair was done up in a French twist with curls hanging down to frame my face. I'd done a very light, natural eye makeup, followed by a pink lipstick. Not too much, but just enough. Closing my eyes, I counted to 10 before opening them again. I was marrying the man of my dreams. My fingers came up to my mouth as I smiled at the thought. Today was my wedding day. No more secrets, no more running, only happiness and hope from this day forward. The thought made me dizzy with happiness. I took in a deep cleansing breath and made my way down to the reception hall that would lead out to the beach. I carefully looked around me as I made my way, making sure I didn't run into Nick. Person after person smiled at me, each telling me I looked beautiful. I thought I would have been sadder when the actual moment arrived. 10 years ago, I would have wanted a huge Catholic wedding. Now, all I wanted was Nick and I holding hands and vowing our love to each other. The door opened, and Mrs. Mitchell wore a wide grin.
You look stunning, Miss Rossi.
Gabby, please call me Gabby. She nodded, then handed me a beautiful bouquet of white and red roses. The smell immediately hit me.
Charity, I whispered. This was her small way of having a piece of her with me. Roses were her favorite.
Did you need a few moments, or are you ready to make your way down to the beach?
I gulped.
Nick? He's already down there.
Laughing, I rolled my eyes. Of course he is. He was probably here at 6:30. Mrs. Mitchell chuckled. He was. I had to give him a shot of whiskey to calm his nerves. My hand landed on my stomach as I tried to calm my own set of nerves. It felt like every nerve ending was tingling. Lifting her brows, she asked, "Ready?"